Back for its 145th year, the Canadian National Exhibition, CNE, is set to make its grand return August 16 to Sept. 2, with the thrills of extreme sports taking center stage. On the heels of the Paris Olympics, the oldest competing skateboarder this year, 51-year-old Andy McDonald of Great Britain, will make his CNE debut joining an exciting lineup of pro skaters, BMX bikers and inline skaters for the X Games. A massive 12-foot half-pipe will be the playground for some of the world's best extreme athletes who will put on a high-flying show daily in front of the iconic Prince's Gates. There's plenty more exhilaration from sea to sky with the return of the popular waterskiing show, CNE Aquarama, on the west channel of Lake Ontario, showcasing incredible flips, spins, flyboarding and human pyramids on the water, as well as the 75th anniversary of the Canadian International Air Show, featuring the beloved Canadian Forces Snowbirds, Royal Air Force Red Arrows, and the United States Air Force F-22 Raptor. Three-time world champion skater Elvis Stoiko is back with an all-new aerial and acrobatic ice skating show. Action and Icons of Wrestling will be ringside to sign autographs and put on a show at Classic Championship Wrestling, including WWE Hall of Famers Jimmy, the Mouth of the South, Hart, Tito Santana, and Jerry, the King, Lawler, along with Canadian legend, the Mountie, Jacques Rougeau, and Mexico's AAA wrestling superstar Sam Adonis. And for those who want to fight their way to the top of the leaderboard, the CNE Gaming Garage, sponsored by Intel, is back with the first-ever national CNE Master Clash featuring Tekken 8 tournament. In collaboration with Intel, MSI, and Best Buy, preliminary rounds will take place in Calgary, Vancouver, Edmonton and Montreal, and top qualifiers will receive a trip to Toronto to compete at the CNE Finals for the $12,000 prize pool. Registration is still open, with the last chance qualifiers taking place at the CNE on August 24. Families and young gamers can also enjoy interactive play in the new bite-sized gaming zone, watch the first robotics competition, or go old-school with retro arcades. Speaking of retro, visitors can learn about the history of television and marvel at TVs of yesteryear at the MZTV Museum of Television exhibit, or step right up to the carnival exhibit of quirky artifacts from the Conklin Company, that was once one of the oldest traveling carnivals. In association with the Art Gallery of Ontario, AGO, the CNEA's Withrow Common Gallery will feature bridging eras and galleries, exhibiting images of important artworks by Group of Seven and other distinguished artists that were once owned by the Canadian National Exhibition, before the historic art collection was transferred to the AGO in the 1960s. Through various art displays, exhibits, walking tours, and even ghost walks, visitors are encouraged to discover the CNE's heritage, history, and influence. For full programming details, CNE opening hours, show times and ticket information, go to thex.com.